Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a great little Tuesday. It's Rop and Souk. I'm Rop that Souk.
You had to think about that one, didn't you?
What?
The Tuesday thing.
I know your name is Souk.
You're like, Tuesday.
Yeah, I did have to think about that. Yeah, you caught me.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a pause there.
Ryan Buckley is over there to a lesser degree.
Hello, friend of Bruce Hornsby.
I was looking at Bruce Hornsby versus Steve Winwood on the internet during the break.
Could tail the tape sort of thing.
Well, they are under... You know how the baseball reference or football reference does the
similar
players by career? They are lumped in with one another in terms of similar artists.
Yeah.
Along with John Cougar Mellencamp and Don Henley.
Interesting. Now, okay. I would not... I don't put John Cougar or John Mellencamp. By the way, why was he John Cougar versus, like, was that? Because I know it was John Cougar Mellencamp, and now he's just John Mellencamp.
I've never read that.
Did he just
story.
Name himself Cougar? Did he just insert, like, a badass middle name, and it's like, you're calling me Cougar now?
I heard something about this, like, just the other day, and I swear it was, he thought that John Mellencamp, when he was an up-and-coming artist, was,
nobody
like, was too pedestrian.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he made it big. He's like, well, I guess I don't need the Cougar in there anymore. And everyone's like, well, yeah, you do. You were John Cougar Mellencamp.
You imagine going by Isaac Cougar Rop? You just throw in, in Cougar.
So I guess they thought his name was lame, and so they just called him John Cougar.
Ryan Lion Buckley just randomly throws some badass animal in the middle of
Jason
it.
Jason like, Viper Sicanic.
This is how we're doing it. Deal with it. See, he is very different. Like Don Henley, though, I can see Don Henley, especially the solo Don Henley. You take away the Eagle stuff. You get like the heart of the matter, Don Henley. That fits per Boys of Summer. That fits perfectly in with Winwood and Bruce Hornsby.
Mm-hmm.
Mellencamp, I that's a...
You don't think that fits?
No, I don't think that fits at all. I think Mellencamp's more like a...
That's the odd one out there for sure.
That's like a Springsteen...
Well, Springsteen was also on this list, but further down.
Yeah, that's different to me. That's a bit different.
Right. Power rank, Don Henley, John Mellencamp, Steve Winwood... Bruce Hornsby.
This is tough because I, now just my personal preference, because I love The Boss, but if we're going personal preference, because I know The Boss is greater than, but my personal, I would go Mellencamp 1,
wow.
Springsteen 2, Hornsby 3, and Winwood.
I didn't say Springsteen.
Oh, I thought you said Springsteen.
I said Mellencamp, Winwood, Hornsby, and
Don
Henley.
Sorry. Mellencamp.
Idiot.
Don Henley, Hornsby, Winwood.
Okay.
Because Henley, I have to include the Eagle stuff.
Well, Henley's my number one in that.
Yeah.
I thought Don Henley solo was really good.
He is. His album that he put out it's been probably 4 or 5 years now, but he put out a solo album he's obviously older and mature now, but it is a phenomenal album. There's one called Cost of Living. He's still writing good stuff.
So I'm gonna go, what's his nuts? Henley 1.
Yeah. Oh, old what's his nuts Henley.
Boy, 2 is tough. It's between Mellencamp and Hornsby.
Yeah. But we can all agree, Wynwood, no offense.
I think I'm going Wynwood 1.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. Friend of Hornsby, you're going Steve Wynwood 1?
Okay. Higher Love and Back in the High Life Again are the two best songs of like any of those artists, I think.
Whoa.
Really?
For me personally, it's a personal choice, but I think those two songs are by far the strongest of any of those artists.
Dennis catalog. Reynolds much, do you? Holy cow.
Oh, maybe a little bit.
I think I'm going to go Cougar, too.
Yeah, I love John Mellencamp.
But that's close.
You know, one of my favorite parts about Mellencamp, too, is he's a miserable old bastard, and he knows it, and he talks about it all the time. Yeah,
he's great.
Yeah, he'll be like, dude, you should not be in a relationship with me. I am a horrible, horrible human being to be with. Now he just, like, hangs out and smokes and paints. Love him.
All right, now we got to get to the hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan. Number 5.
Now we're being chastised. The Wynwood lovers are coming out of the woodwork. Yeah,
no one's saying that Steve Wynwood isn't greatness, but when you don't put him one, people are very angry.
They're coming out of the Wynwood.
Sorry.
They're coming out of the Wynwood. Yeah, they... I'm sorry. It's subjective. Yeah, it's just my opinion. I'm an idiot. I don't
listen to a lot of Steve Wynwood.
We all get to have opinions. Jesus. You guys are entitled to yours, too.
Yeah. We're the hosts. Bitch.
Now I'm looking up the very best of Steve Wynwood.
Third baseman Scott Rolen and first baseman Fred McGriff have been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
And Fred was voted in earlier by the old-timer committee, or the new era committee. So Rolen's the only one still on the regular ballot that got in, which that just blows my mind. I just do not think of Scott Rolen as a Hall of Famer.
He made it by just 5 votes. Falling short were Todd Helton at 72%, Billy Wagner 68%, Andrew Jones 58%, and then the steroid boys, A-Rod and Manran, way down there at 35 and 33%.
Not happening, number boys. 4. Not happening.
Except for Big Poppy. Happened for him. That was fun.
I know. And Mike Piazza. Jeff Bagwell. We get very picky and choosy about what steroid guys we're willing to overlook. Pudge.
Mike Clevenger signed with the White Sox this offseason. Now he is under investigation by Major League Baseball for violating its domestic violence policy. He is a 32-year-old pitcher. He is accused by one of his two baby mamas of throwing chew spit on one of his kids and strangling the woman.
Yikes. Dude, that's all kinds of bad. And I hate to say it, but like, you know, if you're not aware of what Clevenger looks like, I'm not trying to be judgmental.
But you're going to be judgmental.
Yeah, probably. Look, innocent until proven guilty, but Clevenger looks like,
he looks like white trash.
He's like a dirt ball.
A little bit.
Like, so does Chris Sale.
If you told me that someone was going to spit chew at his kid, and you showed me a picture of Clevenger, I'd be like, I can see that.
Well, there's no one more white trash looking in baseball than Randy Johnson.
Number 3.
Right?
Yeah. Although now he's cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah, once he lost the mullet, it helped things a little bit.
But Clevenger has that. He's got that look.
Packers are considering trading Aaron Rodgers, but only to a team in the AFC. This according to Shefty.
Yeah, they don't want to have to play him. And supposedly the Jets are open to this and would be willing to pay the freight. Look, I'm all for Aaron Rodgers, but I guess they're asking for multiple first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers, who may or may not play, what, 2 more years? That's a pretty desperate grab if you're the Jets and you give up 2 ones to go get Aaron Rodgers. But supposedly they're the at least one of the teams willing to do it.
Rodgers also saying he's willing to restructure his deal in order to return to the Packers. Chargers eyeing Bills quarterbacks coach Joe Brady for their offensive coordinator position.
Boy, that didn't, you know, Brady went from like the greatest thing in the world after the Joe Burrow LSU thing to flaming out in Carolina and now trying to make another resurgence.
Number two.
I don't know if you really flame out if you're under Matt Rule and you had no quarterback ever.
It is true. Remember, he was let go like in the middle of the year, though. It was just a weird thing because he was viewed as the greatest thing in coaching.
And then you have to have something to mold. You have to give the man clay. Sam Darnold.
You gave him Sam and P.J. Walker? Come on.
Bill O'Brien returning to New England as offensive coordinator of the Patriots. He spent the last two seasons under Nick Saban at Alabama.
It's the rehab that you get down in Tuscaloosa.
We called this Bill O'Brien to the Patriots, Cliff Kingsbury, new OC at Alabama. You watch.
Book it.
You watch. ESPN's Diana Rossini reports Sean Payton, who has already met with the Broncos, Panthers, Texans, and Cardinals about their vacancies. She says there's a surprise team waiting in the wings watching everything that could make a move if they get their ducks in a row. Can you say Cowboys?
Mm-hmm. Well, supposedly the Bronco thing is all but done. Colin said today, his sources are saying that the Broncos are all ready to go and it's just a matter of whether Payton signs off on it, but he's got cold feet because of Russell Wilson.
Yep.
No draft capital. And by the way, you still have to trade for Sean Payton, so it would be less draft capital. And if you don't think that Russell Wilson is fixable, that is a bad job, period, if you don't think you can turn him around. So supposedly that's the hang-up with him in Denver.
But the Broncos want him. That's the key.
Yes.
We'll see if he goes there. Niners defensive lineman Charles Omenihu arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor domestic violence.
Yeah.
His girlfriend called the authorities yesterday afternoon claiming he pushed her to the ground during an argument. He has posted bail. He had two sacks in the wild card win over the Seahawks. He played 15 snaps last weekend against the Cowboys. He is a key part of their rotation on the defensive front. So that's all we know at this point.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything about whether or not they're going to play him. You know, I'm guessing if this was the SEC, you would do the hey. He will be punished appropriately next season. Let's get through this, and then, you know, games 1 and 2, and maybe a preseason game, we'll deal with it then.
All right, we've got a lot of NFL stuff that's piling up here. Why is DeMar Hamlin not showing his face? Is that because he died on the field?
Is this the new conspiracy theory?
Because of the COVID vaccine?
The body doubles?
I
wish that that is just a dumb thing, but it's...
Oh, no, it's real.
It's floating out there.
The viewership is in for Dallas-San Francisco. It's wild, the numbers. And we got to tackle this, no pun intended, the Pollard... Mahomes injuries. A lot of people are wondering if that tackle should now be outlawed.
Yeah. It's the new bugaboo in the NFL.
Yeah. So we'll get to that as well. Our NFL 7 stuff is next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right. Let's get some NFL stuff here. I'm going to need you to explain to me why DeMar Hamlin will not show his face.
Well, he has.
No, he has not.
Matt Milano posted a photo of DeMar when he first got to the Bills facility, and you can see his face. Now, people are saying, why, when he was at the Bills game, why was he wearing a hood indoors? But if you look at the Matt Milano post, where you can see his face, he's indoors at the Bills facility and he's wearing two hoods. He's So I mean, you got everything from some people are suggesting that maybe because of the medical emergency they had to cut his hair. that he's clearly lost a bunch of weight because, well, I don't know, he died twice and he may be a little self-conscious about that.
Or he's really dead.
Or he's really dead.
And that's not him.
No. And that
and the NFL's covering it up and they have cloned him.
Yes. My favorite is that he did die. He died of the COVID shot.
Yep.
And that the NFL, who forced their players to take it.
Thanks, Fauci.
And Pfizer and everybody has now paid DeMar's family $1 billion to go along with this.
Uh-huh.
And DeMar Hamlin is actually dead.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, this is a real thing going around.
How else do you explain he didn't show his face? So I'm watching a compilation of the vids
this,
of him.
This is, by the way, the Milano Post.
That's not real. So I'm watching a compilation.
Yeah.
It's a minute and 27 in length. Of all of the times on the broadcast,
yes,
for the Bills-Bengals game that they showed DeMar,
it was,
and not one time
no.
do you see his face.
Well, it was 20 degrees, and he was wearing a big puffy coat.
It was very Michael Jackson-y.
Yes, and he did have a mask on, which again, he is being monitored because, well, he died.
So he clearly died.
And he still needs oxygen, so it's possible that he is wearing a mask because he doesn't want to catch a cold because, well...
You're an idiot.
He's having serious medical problems because he died.
And even when they brought him in, like, you see the golf cart footage where he's surrounded by, like, eight people so that nobody can make out what he looks like.
Can't see him.
It's not him.
And he doesn't have oxygen? What's that about? I saw people saying that one.
Yes. Well, he says
he doesn't have permanent oxygen.
He doesn't have permanent oxygen. He just says that he gets tired very quickly, and so like he has supplemental oxygen.
Yeah.
And by the way, every one of the Bills players, including Josh Allen, say he was down in the locker room before the game talking to them.
So basically, if you have a social media account with an American flag in it, in your name or on your banner, your profile picture, you are asking the question today, what is really going on here?
Well, you're asking the hard questions is what you're doing.
You are.
Because no one can fool you.
Although you're just doing I'm not saying, I'm just asking.
Just asking.
Just asking the question.
What's really going on here?
I did find it interesting, though, because when the Milano pitcher, I do find it interesting that he will not be a photo will not be taken of him not wearing a hood. And in the indoor one, he's wearing two. I've never seen the double hood. He's got like on one of those.
Well, he's got a sweatshirt and a coat.
Yeah, but in the Milano photo, when he's just in the locker room, he's wearing a sweatshirt, like a hooded sweatshirt, but then he's got like one of those cold weather caps. Is it possible, too, that after you die and you're trying to recover from it, maybe your body, maybe you just run a little chilly? Is it possible? Then maybe, you know, the circulatory system takes a while?
Nope. You know why? Because that's the Illuminati sign that he's flashing.
Oh, the double hood.
It's too obvious.
Yeah, I got to start going double hood.
His sign, you know, he does the
heart.
Yeah, no, that's not a heart. That's the Illuminati sign.
Well, I want to be part of a cabal. I want to be part of this. How do I get involved? Look, I'm ready for corruption, conspiracies, and lots of money. I'm going to start my own QAnon. I'm going to call it the Sukanon. I got to get on one of those chans, 8chan or 4chan.
Well,
I think you can go where one of the upper ones, maybe like 16 or 32chan is available.
Yeah. You imagine living your life and...
It'd be a lot more interesting, wouldn't it?
It really would. I really think that there is a lot of truth to what you just said, and that our day-to-day lives for a lot of people are mundane at best. And it's the same thing. You wake up.
Yeah, man.
You go to a crappy job. You know, nothing exciting happens in your life. And I can see where people fall down rabbit holes because this stuff makes it... It gives you something to be angry about. Gives you something to rage against. Gives you a reason why your life isn't where you want it to be, because it's not your fault that you're not successful or happy. It's the Illuminati's fault. You're being controlled. And it just gives it's excitement. It gives you something to hold on to. I totally get why people fall down those holes. It's just the amount and the depths. And when you see interviews with people that are so deep in the weeds, boy, it can be a bit spooky. All over an NFL, and like it's an NFL player who's wearing hoods.
Thanks, Obama.
So everyone in the NFL, all 53 players, all the coaching staff, his family, all of that has all been bought off by the big pharma, by Pfizer.
They've got a lot of money.
Well, with the NFL's money, yeah. I mean, you put the NFL money with the big pharma money.
Yeah. How about this? How about you prove it didn't happen?
Well, I mean, he's right there.
You can't see his face, though.
I can in the Matt Milano photo.
That's not real.
That's doctored. And you know what? And this is the other one, why I get it. Because now, honestly, any photo you see, any video you see, you can just throw down the, that's not real.
Not real.
That's deep fake. It's given them the ultimate out. That's not real.
All right. Some more NFL 7 stuff next. Let's talk tackling. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So two big injuries in the divisional round. Of course, Patrick Mahomes and Cowboys running back Tony Pollard. And both were similar tackles.
Yeah. Call it the slide tackle now, where you know you get caught from behind, and instead of the horse collar, you get wrapped around the waist. But in order to keep them from dragging you, you just kind of you go around the waist, and then you fall down to the legs. And when you do that, you know, in both of these instances, that you fell on the guy's ankle as you went down, and both resulted in bad injuries. Pollard's way worse; he broke his leg and tore a bunch of ligaments. Mahomes got lucky with just the high ankle sprain.
Yeah, so you basically drop your body onto the back of their legs.
Yeah.
And they're calling this the new horse collar because you can no longer horse collar.
Nope. Which was the horse collar, that became dangerous. Remember, T.O. had this where if someone grabs you from behind and yanks you like that, you kind of get bent backwards and feet were getting, like feet and ankles were getting busted because they get trapped underneath you. Any play from behind where you're getting drugged down, it's a dangerous play.
Well, they're now wanting to maybe take a look at this.
Well, I just
type of tackle.
I don't. So you can't tackle anyone from the chest up anymore, because if your helmet hits their helmet in any shape or form, you get 15 yards. You can't dive in certainly a quarterback below the waist because you get flagged for that. You can't land on top of a quarterback anymore. You can't pick up any runner and drive him into the ground. So if you grab someone from behind and they're dragging you, you can't pick them up and slam them backwards. I don't know what, if you outlaw this, I honestly don't know how you're supposed to tackle anyone anymore, especially from behind. At that point, you're just saying if you grab someone from behind, they're going to drag you 5 to 6 yards. I don't understand.
Right. You would certainly, if they did change this, you could be dragged.
Yes.
Because what you're trying to do by whipping your body around is get them down.
Yes.
You're inadvertently falling on their legs, and if their leg happens to be splayed out behind them, that's when the injury occurs.
Yes.
I don't know how. I mean, I guess it's possible. I don't know. You play, dude. I'll defer to you, but I guess it seems to me it would be possible to avoid this type of tackle. But I also think, well, I don't know. I guess I'll ask. I think you could avoid this type of tackle. On the surface, I think you could not do this. Now, I think you're right in that if you don't and you consciously avoid that type of tackle so as not to be flagged, you're probably giving up a few more yards.
Well, yeah. So I would ask the question. So from behind, whether it's a quarterback or not, how would you like them to go about tackling someone?
Well, I think, again, I think the only difference here is they're saying you can't throw your – once you grab them by the waist, you can't throw your body right behind them.
Okay. But, again, if I grab you around the waist – and I start to drag you to the ground and I am behind you, my body is going to fall on your legs. Plain and simple.
I guess that's where I was thinking that it, you know, you can avoid.
The only way you could avoid this is by every time you tackled someone from behind, you would have to make sure that you were going forward and you fell on top of them. But if someone is pulling at you, that is quite difficult to do because you're not allowed to pick someone up and throw them backwards.
Yeah, you have to sort of throw your weight down, not around.
And we're talking about split seconds split with seconds. The fastest humans in the world. It's exactly. Just impossible to think you're going to be able to like mentally navigate this any more than they're already trying.
Yeah. I just, again, this is my issue with football. And I'm not one of these knuckle draggers that wants to bring football back to 1952. I'm not. I'm all for trying to protect players, but you are trying to make an inherently violent game safe. And that is impossible to do. And I understand that we had two injuries in back-to-back, you know, games, and so it looks bad, and one of them was horrific. But if every time someone gets hurt, now we're going to make a new way to not tackle someone, then I don't know what the hell to do, especially against quarterbacks. Like, I just, you see it where guys are going to tackle guys, and they hesitate because you don't know how to tackle them anymore. You certainly see it with quarterbacks in the pocket, where quarterbacks are able to scramble and get extra yards or get out of things because guys don't want to get 15-yard penalties. So at some point, you just have to be allowed to tackle someone, and none of these injuries are meant to be – none of these plays are dirty plays. No one's trying to hurt anyone. You're just trying to get a guy on the ground. And from behind, I don't know a real better technique that you can have than this. Because if you say that you can't do this, then the other option is basically to dive on the back of their legs, right? If I'm coming at you from behind and I need to tackle you, I am now just going to dive on the back of your legs.
Tripping them.
And as a player, I can't think of anything worse than someone diving on the back of my legs.
I think just what I'm picturing is if I'm going to grab you from the waist from behind, my legs are not, I'm just not going to, it would be now illegal to throw my body weight
down and slide down
around to the side. Yeah, like and try to drag them down that way.
But this would be my argument. So if that's the case and I can no longer tackle you that way from behind, I am never going to come up from behind and wrap my arms around your waist. Because I can't, you ever wrestled or, you know, you tried to grab someone around the waist. If you're not allowed to pick them up and you're not allowed to slide down, I don't know how you're going to bring someone down. So the only way to tackle someone from behind at that point, honestly, unless all my momentum is just going forward and I can tackle someone moving forward, is you're just going to have people now just diving at the back of legs. And guess what's going to happen? Now we're going to sit there and be like, well, we can't have guys diving at the back of people's legs. That's how cut blocks happen from behind and guys blow out knees and ankles. Other than to say you can't tackle someone from behind anymore, and unless we're going to say you can only trip them from behind. You have to reach out and grab a foot. I don't know what you do.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that oftentimes, I think that a bad answer to this is saying, well, where does it end? That's not an argument. Let's look at this specific thing.
Yeah, and I
and sometimes when you had the horse collar,
yep,
and you've had all the changes to the how you can hit a quarterback,
yep,
everybody griped and griped and griped about all of that. But and while it does lead to an occasional, oh my God, they're throwing a flag on that.
Yep.
For the most part, players have adjusted.
Yeah.
I mean, they're laying off of the quarterback when they don't drive him to the ground. And everybody's like, well, what's going to happen? Well, nothing has happened. Basically, players adjusted.
Yeah.
So this argument of, well, where does it end? And you can't. I mean, it's happened before. And just because we've had several of these doesn't mean we can't have another one that still won't impact the game too much. You know, that would be. So, but on the flip side of that, what you're saying, I tend to agree with. Like, this one's a hard one because it is, like Buck said, split second, and you really do need your body weight to drag them down.
Yep.
You can't just do it with your arms and leaving your legs dangling behind you. So this is a tough one. I don't know. I don't think they're dirty hits, but I do think they are causing injury, and it is a style that I could see being looked at.
Oh,
I just don't know if
100% because the NFL can look at anything because you have two fairly significant players.
Yeah, they're going to look at it, but I just don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I just was
the horse collar a tough one when it happened? When they changed that?
Not really, because again, the horse collar is pretty simple in that you're still allowed to drag a guy down from behind. You just can't reach into his neck because when you do that, it's that instantaneous. You're bending him backwards.
Yeah.
And your legs,
but you can grab his hair.
Your legs kind of get buckled. Not many guys have that, but they get buckled under. You can still reach up and grab someone, but it's not that sudden burst. But if you can't horse tackle and you can't slide down someone's body, and you can't pick someone up to slam them, I just don't know how you can tackle someone other than diving at their legs. And that's going to be even more problematic. If we now imagine if when a quarterback is scrambling or a running back, we're now telling all the defenders as they're running at him, just aim for his knees, the back of his knees, and launch your body at it. Like that's not going to be a recipe for happy players either.
Or it would just be, if you're going to wrap a guy up, you can't fall on his legs.
Yeah. But then again,
it's
so
pretty simple. Now that,
but that's one thing. If I'm wrapping up Patrick Mahomes, it's another thing if I'm wrapping up Derrick Henry. So now I've got Derrick Henry around the waist, and you're now saying that I can't slide down to his legs, and so now you're asking me to stop the forward momentum without picking him up.
Yeah,
Derrick Henry.
You basically got to slide down to his ankle and just
hold on for dear life,
like a cattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's big, strong guys there, and they're not that easy to get to the ground. And I think we've already made it really, really hard to tackle in this league. And I just think at some point, at least in my mind, the game is as safe as we can make it. And if you're going to play this game, there's going to be injuries that occur. And eventually we have to accept that and move on.
Well, let's take a look at the real problem here. And that is that these injuries are a result of the vaccine mandates.
Yes. Brittle ankles and whatnot, simply based on the Pfizer shots, not the Moderna one. The Moderna one's fine. It's those damn people at Pfizer. It's their fault. Don't even get me started on Johnson & Johnson.
All right, we wrap up NFL 7 stuff next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I was just watching that Mahomes play again, and I just wanted to, you know, go back and refresh it. And the weird thing about that is I could make the case that that injury occurred because of the way we protect quarterbacks. Because I think it was Key that came around, and there was a defensive tackle in front that kind of hit him at the same time right as he was throwing. And the defensive end launches himself to kind of try to grab Patrick Mahomes, and the defensive tackle is right in front of him. So Mahomes doesn't really have a place to go because he can't fall forward because the defense line is kind of propping him up. And you can see Key wrap his arms around Mahomes, and as soon as he realizes that Mahomes doesn't have the ball, he lets go of him with his arms. Like, he lets go of him, and his body just kind of falls limp. And you could tell in that moment, if you watch that thing, you can tell he has the thought of, dude, I'm not touching him. Yeah, my arms were around him, but he kind of jumped at him to try to get the ball, and he realized that he's up high on him, and he instantly just lets his arms go, and he falls straight down. And when he falls down, because the defensive lineman is propping Patrick up, his leg kind of braces, and that's how he falls on it.
Yeah, I see that here.
I just don't know what you want defenders to do, because if he stays wrapped up around Mahomes' shoulder and falls on top of him, that's a penalty for falling on top of Patrick Mahomes. So he does everything he can to let go of him and be like, nope, I'm not going to hit him. I'm not going to take him to the ground. I'm not dragging him down, nothing. He just takes his arms off of him. But because he was airborne, he falls down and he lands on his leg. I just don't know how you could possibly fault.
The other thing on that.
Or penalize the player for Jacksonville.
I'm looking at the replay as well. The other thing on that is, Mahomes' leg was pretty far behind him.
Yeah, because
he was way back there.
Yeah, because the D lineman in front is kind of dragging him down, and Mahomes braces himself because he feels himself getting pulled. It was like this Malachi crunch.
So Key is the guy who falls on the leg and injures the leg.
Yes.
He fell kind of way behind Mahomes' butt.
Yeah.
Like it was almost like, to your point, like if they flagged that and went and looked at it, they would, well, that's another thing. It's like, how do you review, you know, the review and all that. Mm-hmm. But if you were just looking at that, you would go, well, he fell way far enough behind him to not fall on his legs.
Yeah.
And he still fell on his leg.
Yeah.
Which is a problem.
Yeah. Arden Key did everything he could there to be like, I'm not touching him. And he still ended up, you know, mashing his leg, because when you have 260-pound defensive ends coming around and launching to try to get to the quarterback before he throws, you know, it's a collision sport.
The Pollard one, have you rewatched that one?
The Pollard one is more of, that's more of a problematic because...
Yeah, that's more the quintessential case of what they're talking about.
Yeah, because Pollard is driving forward, and to get his momentum to stop, he clearly slides down his legs to wrap up.
He falls right behind his butt.
Yes, because he's trying to wrap up his legs. Because when you're tackling a big-ass, powerful running back, it's really hard to bring someone down by the waist.
Yeah.
That one is more, you know, that would be more along the problematic way of doing it. But, again, I just go back to it from a defender standpoint. I just don't know how you want me to bring down 230-pound racehorses. It's really, you know, and... You know, you get a guy that was Jimmy Ward, and, you know, Ward weighs, you know, 195 to 200 pounds in a split second. You're just, that's not an easy task.
See how many viewers the Cowboys-Niners game got?
I believe the official total is a butt ton.
45.7 million.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Which they said is the second highest ever for a playoff game, not named a Super Bowl.
What was number one?
You know, I meant to look that up, and I didn't. I can find that for you.
Okay.
I'll get it.
Because we knew that thing was going to, and it didn't end up being necessarily a great game, but it was a close game, and you knew with all the storylines and those two franchises, you knew that thing was going to be bananas. And by the way, Cincinnati and Kansas City, and San Francisco and Philly, these are going to do monster numbers. Oh, I don't know if they'll get, you know,
it's this. A great Final Four.
You're going to get 40 million plus in both of these.
You seeing these point spreads moving?
Well, originally it came out in the Cincinnati Kansas City game. Kansas City was the favorite. I think it started out at 1.5 or 2, and now Cincinnati has moved all the way to the favorite.
Cincinnati is a 2.5-point favorite.
So I think that came out, if depending on the book you looked, yeah. I think that came out at 2, 2.5.
In favor of Kansas City.
In favor of Kansas City. So we've in some books we've had a 3 to 4-point swing.
Yep.
Yesterday during our show, it was Bengals by 1.
Yeah, I think it's largely due to Mahomes' injury.
Yeah.
But and then the other one, Philly opened 2. Well, it's now 2.5. Eagles at 2.5. Mm-hmm.
See, and that I can see. I mean, San Francisco is really good, but if you look at these two rosters, I don't know where you want to start, like, saying advantages. Elite offensive lines, right? Trent Williams is the best offensive lineman in football. You have 2 all-pro tackles. You have the best right tackle in football in Philadelphia. You have elite guards, right? You've got, you look at the receiving corps with Ayuk and Samuel, phenomenal. Last time I checked, A.J. Brown and the Slim Reaper, pretty good. Edge to the running back in San Francisco, but it's not as if Sanders is chop liver there. We can talk about Bosa in that defensive line for San Francisco and Armstead. Philadelphia, Hassan Reddick has had arguably the best season of any defensive lineman in the NFL. And Fletcher Cox and those guys. Philly, I think, has the best secondary in the NFL. I mean, there is just, you can go through step by step, player by player. And the one thing, well, there's 2 of them, where I think if you're just saying, what's the advantage here? 1, it's in Philly. And 2, no offense to Brock Purdy, but Jalen Hurts, before he got hurt, was the MVP of this league. So if all things are being equal, and I'd say Shanahan coaching advantage, but it's not like Sirianni has been chopped liver there. Again, they were the number 1 seed for a reason. But if you're looking at a very slight margin, don't you have to say home field and Brock Purdy versus arguably the MVP? Isn't that... That has to be worth a couple points for Philadelphia. They have to be the right side of this game.
Do you see what Sirianni had to eat while watching the Sunday games?
People aren't happy about this in Philadelphia. They're very angry.
So he has mentioned 2 pizzas the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. One, he said they were watching film or something a couple weeks ago, and he said they ordered the stuffed crust?
The stuffed crust.
And everybody's like, what? Well, now he said that they asked him what he was eating to watch the Sunday games since they rolled the Giants on Saturday.
Yeah.
And he said Little Caesars. He went Little Caesars, LCs, baby. Caesars. Hot and ready. $5. Let's go.
It's a good deal.
You're the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles in a city like Philadelphia.
Let's go.
And you're getting Little Caesars?
Yeah. How about that?
He's taking a lot of heat for it.
Yeah, as he probably should.
I mean, are there not 20 Philly pizza joints, like, just sending their pizzas to the facilities now? I would be.
Right.
Yeah, right? To try to get him to shout you
out? Yeah.
Now, I don't know anyone that's like this, but is it possible that there are psychos out there that you could bring, like, I don't know what our best pizza here is in Portland, right? I tend to go at Pizza Shoals would be my favorite, but, you know, whatever. Whatever your favorite pizza is. I bring someone, because we have to know this person. You bring them your favorite pie in Portland. And they look at you and go, meh, I want Domino's. There has to be those psychos out there that prefer just butt crap pizza. And they don't, they're like, I'm not spending $30 on a pie. That's ridiculous.
That's like your brother. It's all he knows.
Yes.
And so it's not really even their fault.
Yes.
I had a roommate in San Francisco. I lived in Little Italy. It's like some of the greatest food in San Francisco. You have pizza and sandwiches everywhere, and they're all phenomenal. And this roommate from Florida did not have a car, and he would walk like 1.5 miles to go get Subway or Domino's. And there were like Italian cafes and pizzerias like below our apartment building that were fantastic.
Too expensive for him?
I don't even think that was it. It's like it was kind of more of the what he knew, what he was used to. Like, yeah, I can get the footlong BMT and be happy. And it's like, or you could get the prosciutto and focaccia, but, you know, I guess that's your issue.
Yeah, when we went to... I took my kids to San Francisco a number of years ago, and Lynch, who's a big foodie, said you have to try, and I forget the name of it, but supposedly one of the best pizzas in the world is in San Francisco. This is an Italian joint.
It's Tony's Pizzeria Napolitana, and he won the margarita pizza making contest in Naples, Italy, and he's the first American ever to win it.
I
lived directly above him. I shared a basement with him.
With Tony.
Again, with the restaurant.
The bug connections are incredible.
It's Bruce Hornsby.
Yes, Tony.
Tony from Tony's Pizza.
Tony Gimignani.
And you can't get a table there, but they will sell you a slice. There's like a to-go little counter there. And so I was like, well, we got to go, right? So we go, and the person in front of us is there, and it was some bro-y dude or whatever, and they were talking the same thing. We were all in line like, oh my God, like we're trying this bunch of tourists or whatever. This dude trashed that pizza. And it scared me because I was behind him in line and I was like, what is happening? That was as good a slice of pizza as I've ever had. It was amazing. But to the bro in front of me, he just crapped all over that thing. I can't believe we waited in line for this. And he was just telling anyone that would listen that that place was garbage. And I'm sure that guy in his mind, he's like, whatever, I don't have to wait in line at Pizza Hut.
Different people like different styles. If you don't like that thin Italian style, it might not be for you, but I think it's delicious.
Well, Sirianni likes Little Caesars. Did you mention Domino's? I think you did a minute ago.
Yeah.
I can't believe Domino's is still in business. What vile pizza.
Well,
if I'm going crappy pizza, Little Caesars all day over Domino's.
Really?
Yes.
No.
All day.
I can't remember the last time I had either.
Well, fair. But I'm just saying.
I guess I wouldn't know how to compare them.
If you had a Pizza Hut, Domino's, and Little Caesars all right next to each other and you had to pick one, I'm going Little Caesars, Pizza Hut, Domino's in that order. Wow. Maybe Pizza Hut over Little Caesars. Domino's is last.
I think Domino's is probably last.
No, Little Caesars for me is bottom of the
barrel.
It's
pretty much cardboard.
I mean, it is awful.
But it's $5 and it's ready.
It is. I would go with like a Papa John's or like a, you know, forget the racism. Go with Papa John's or like a Pizza Hut. But there's even local
Pizza
ones
Hut.
like around me, like there's like Champ's Pizza and like Round Table. They're
yeah,
local.
But see, now you're getting into it. I'm talking about just
the big brand.
Chain.
Yeah. Papa John's or Pizza Hut.
Cowboys Niners drew a 45.7, second most watched NFL divisional playoff game on record, with the first being Cowboys Packers January 2017. Packers beat them 34-31. It drew 48.5 million viewers.
Oh, my God. Almost 50 million people.
Yep.
And by the way, I saw the 2022 TV ratings came out. 84 of the top 100 shows
football games
were football games.
Well, the Niners-Cowboys game
NFL games, by the way, not college. 84 of the top 100 shows were NFL games.
Niners-Cowboys was the most watched telecast of any kind since the Super Bowl from last year.
Yeah.
And if you want a comparison, how much of the game matters and the teams matter, Eagles-Giants, 28.6.
Yeah.
And which is still high,
yeah,
that's not great.
And it was over in 6 seconds.
Actually, that is great, but it's
phenomenal.
It's still high, but it's very different than 45.7.
If these are good games this week and they go into the fourth quarter, these will do monster numbers because these are very, very,
well,
these are sexy games.
You couldn't ask for a better Final Four.
No. And by the way, I someone has called me out, and this is correct, because I'm making fun of, like, garbage-ass pizza. I do live in the beer mecca of the world, like craft brew. And I drink Coors and Rainier, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, so we all have that about.
Touche.
Don't we all have that about some things?
Right.
You know what I'm like that about? Cigars.
Yeah.
I love cigars, yeah. But I don't.
Yeah, some $40 a stick thing.
I just give me a little $10
yeah.
easy light yeah. smoke and I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Versus some of the people.
Whereas
that like,
some guys like, why are you smoking that?
Yeah, they'll think you're smoking just right. like a trash fire yeah. or something.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like a $20, $30, $40 cigar. Really?
And then it always makes me feel lesser than when some big cigar connoisseur is like, oh, what are you smoking? Like, dude, look, let's not start this now because I don't know what I'm doing and I don't really care.
Yeah, this works
this
for me.
This is just, it's from the pro shop, dude. I don't know.
I asked the guy for an $8, something under 10 bucks. This is what he gave me. And it's fine.
I recognize the name. It sounded like a nut, like Macanudo. I don't know.
There is a bar I go to a lot, and the bartender hates me because they have Rainier on tap, and that is what I order. And they have like 75 taps, and he hates my very existence.
Because you order that?
Because I order a Rainier. And you could tell every time.
Wow, stuffy much?
He is. He just wants to throw the beer in. And I have to watch him. I'm afraid he's going to spit in it.
Well, he's working at a bar with Rainier. How about go somewhere that doesn't have it?
Exactly.
You don't want to serve it.
Yeah, what do you want from me? It's
exactly.
on tap.
Exactly. All right. Hey, I heard something today, guys. This is going to blow your mind. Hello? Both of you, I'm talking to you.
I'm ready.
I'm ready for my mind
guys,
to be blown.
Guys.
Buck's ready to be blown.
Yeah. No, my mind to be blown.
Are
exactly.
you not ready? He's ready.
Exactly.
Exactly. Let's go.
No, this is... How am I going to tease this? I'm not going to give it away, but there is someone who is engaged. And when I saw who they were engaged to, I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe
it. One of those. It's a Lyle Lovett situation, isn't it?
I wonder if you guys have seen this. Because it is a sports thing.
And I have a question about the mind being blown on the engagement, because it's always blown one way, and I want to know if it ever goes the other.
Wait, what?
Well, we'll talk about it. Because I get probably where you're going with this, and I just would... I've got a question about the nature of the, let's say, confusing engagement.
All right. Well, we've got a lot to get to. The club is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.